Well, hey everyone, Carrie Beck here with Homeschool Coffee Break, where we help you stop the overwhelm and stress, gain confidence so you can actually take a homeschool coffee break. We are going to begin a 4-week series on Easter. We put a lot of emphasis on Christmas. Let's be really honest. Christmas is like the big holiday, and we have started to understand no matter where you are in Christianity, I will say Catholics, I think, had it better before, but I think Protestants are trying to catch up. Advent is a time of anticipating Christ's return, Christ's coming, the advent of Christ as a baby, but also his coming the second time. Well, I need to tell you that we also need to spend as much time with Easter. Easter is like, to me, the most glorious holiday, the most glorious day that we can celebrate. Whether you want to call it Resurrection Day or Easter, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm not going to get into semantics. I am going to say that over the next several weeks, you should be spending time as a family preparing your hearts for Easter. Preparing, and some people call this a season of Lent, giving something up so that we can focus more on what is about to come up and what our celebration is all about. So over the next few weeks, I am going to be talking each week about a name of Jesus. I've picked 4 or 5. Some of them have 2 in 1 week, but I want to do this because too often we hear these names and we do not have the wonder and the awe that we should have. I don't know about you, but I grew up in a Christian home. And sometimes just thinking about the name of Jesus, I don't really take it all into perspective. Sometimes I've lost my awe, my wonder of Jesus. And so I hope that over the next few weeks, God will speak through me and inspire you to bring back the awe and the wonder of Jesus, the wonder of his name and the other names that we are going to talk about. I will just mention this. I have used this book for the last few years. It is called The Wonder of His Name. Wherever you're listening to it, there should be a link to this book. So if you want to learn more about it, it's 32 Life-Changing Names of Jesus. It's written by Nancy DeMoss Wohlgemuth. And so we're going to just pick a few of those and talk about them. I would encourage you as you listen to this to then share it with your kids, share it with your family, talk to them about what each of these names mean. The first name that we want to talk about is Jesus or Joshua. At least get that up there somewhere. There we go. Sort of in the right place. I know if you're listening, you can't really see this, but that doesn't matter. You can still get the information. What does Joshua is the Hebrew name of Jesus? Jesus is the Greek, and Joseph and Mary were told, you are to give him the name of Jesus because he will save his people from his sins. What does the word Jehovah, Joshua mean? It actually, I sort of like spitting it out a little too early. Joshua means Jehovah saves. The word saves comes along with Joshua and it comes along with Jesus because in Matthew 1:21, he says, name him Jesus because he will save his people from the sins. You see, Joshua was a forerunner for Jesus. He helped lead the people into the promised land, and they saw the salvation of the Lord. And so this is what I think is really good. Sometimes we need to take a look back in history. Also in Acts 4:11 through 12, it says, the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. All right, the cornerstone, wherever we want to have it. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. We are only saved by the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. I'm going to take a little side note. I'll probably share this throughout the series. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that every man and every woman and every child has sinned at least one time. And that one sin separates us from God in heaven. We cannot go to heaven. And so there is a penalty for our sin. That penalty is death. We'll talk about this over the weeks, but do you want to pay the penalty of death for the rest of forever? Or do you want to trust in Jesus? Jesus came here to earth to save us from our sin. Jesus saves. You see, he loves us so much. He sacrificed himself. God the Father sent him, his only son, and sacrificed him. These are things you can talk to your children about, the sacrifice that he made, the love. What kind of love would someone kill their own son? You can go back and even look at Abraham. Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac because he actually believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead, but he didn't do that. He provided a ram or a goat, I think it was a ram, to sacrifice. You see, Jesus saves. Jesus' blood was necessary because the blood is necessary for any redemption of sin. In the Old Testament, they shed the blood through all the sacrifices. Just go read Numbers. You may sort of get tired of it. There is blood, blood, blood everywhere. We don't even understand that. But blood is necessary for the forgiveness of our sins. So Jesus saves, his blood pays the penalty, and Jesus. The name of Jesus, the name above all other names, is so powerful. And I think we don't realize it. I have heard so many people pray, and they don't pray in the name of Jesus. Maybe in their heart they do, but they just pray, Amen. And I am like, we have got to always call the name of Jesus. His name is power. There's a whole song about that that's sort of going off in my head, but you certainly don't want me to sing it. Jesus' name is powerful. Because when we ask in the name of Jesus, he will give us whatever we ask. Unfortunately, I don't have that verse written down. Maybe I'll add it. So let's sort of close with this. Therefore, God, this is Philippians 2, 9 through 11. God exalted him, Jesus, to his highest place and gave him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will acknowledge or confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I start this first time with Philippians 2. If you follow me all the way, we're going to close out with King and Philippians 2 again. You see, God the Father exalts Jesus above all else. The name of at the name of Jesus, we will all bow and confess. You can choose to do it now and be saved from your sins and go spend eternity with God. Your kids can believe and spend eternity with God. You're going to confess Jesus as Lord. You can do it now and have this glorious eternity with him, or you can wait and you will bow the knee to Jesus at some point in time. That is what Easter is all about. We sometimes focus so much on the cross, which we need the blood of Jesus, but Jesus' name is powerful now. He now rules up in heaven. He is in the throne room of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when you believe that he is there, that he has died for your sins, you get to enter in that throne room as well and pray to him anytime, any day, whenever. I just hope that you will begin to get rid of just the normality of the name of Jesus and be struck with the awe, the wonder, the power of the name of Jesus. God has taught me so much about the name of Jesus. And what I will just close with this short little story. It was a few months ago. I was up at Gentry's house and I was praying and I said, I closed it. And in the powerful name of Jesus, amen. And my 4-year-old granddaughter looked at me and said, Gigi, why do you always say the powerful name of Jesus? And it opened up this door for me to share what the power of the name of Jesus is. You know, she's heard people pray in the name of Jesus, but for some reason, I continue to pray in the powerful name because I declare the power of Jesus' name with whatever it is I am praying. I hope that will encourage you to return to awe and wonder. Now, I will say before I close, I have a few resources that can help you as you prepare for Easter. Let me just show you the first one. If you are listening, just go look at the show notes and you can find whatever we're talking about. But we do have a free Bible reading plan. This is for Holy Week from Palm Sunday to Easter, and it has daily reading suggestions as well. So you can go grab that completely for free. We have something that is called our Easter Activities ebook, Keep Christ in Easter. I'm going to go grab something and show you if you are on the video. It's going to give you lots of fun activities you can do. Here is one of them, which is an Easter garden that you could use with real flowers, or you can use with artificial flowers. You can make it. That one I've had for years and years and years, but I've also made it with my own grandkids. All the directions are in my Easter activities ebook, along with some snacks, some other crafts, some ways that you can just have fun with Easter eggs, all sorts of things, even questions to ask while you're reading in your Bible, the stages of the cross, all sorts of fun, great things. And then the last resource that we offer is our Easter Skies of the Bundle. It is an ebook, but we also offer it in a bundle. If you've been around me, you know that I wrote the Star Bethlehem Family Bible Study. And I also wrote one for Skies of the Cross, all about the blood moons that went on the day of the cross. This includes history and science and writing and all sorts of things. And in the bundle, you will also get some video trainings. You will get some fun family activities. You'll get charts and checklists that will help you through the next several weeks to just sort of help you plan out your time as well. And then the last thing, depending on when you're listening to this, we are offering a free class on preparing your family's heart for Easter. And this is how you can do it. It's three tips that I'm going to share with you. And there's a link wherever you're listening to this that you can sign up for completely free. So I hope this has encouraged you. We will come back next week with a whole nother name of Jesus each week. And just take that name and read some of these verses as well. The show notes will also have the verse scripture references so that you can follow along as well. Hey, thanks so much for spending time with me. I am Carrie Beck with Homeschool Coffee Break. We'll talk to you next time.